Hi, I'm Becca Shaw-Glazer, and I live in Rockland. And I grew up sailing, actually, out of the North End Shipyard, with my dad. I don't think you can see this, but it is just taken directly from Yachting Solutions website a few days ago, which just shows, can anyone see this at all?
Yeah.
It really shows sort of who their target audience is that I think we've been talking about, but it says, the next level of luxury services is now at your fingertips. And it's four white seeming, they're just having the time of their lives. So, first of all, we who are against this will be accused of being against everything. We'll be accused of opposing growth and change. We will be accused of scaring away these generous developers who just come to Rockland and we just are scaring them away. But I think we need to be aware that this really is the privatizing of Rockland Harbor. This is a pivotal moment. And it really is to further their private gated piers that accommodate the super rich. And let's also be clear about this, because I think some people think, oh, there'll be jobs coming along with it. And to some degree, that is true. But in general, trickle-down economics is a false theory. The more piers they are, they're not going to be paying money directly. They already do pay a tremendous amount of taxes, but whoever's there is going to pay that same amount of taxes. So basically, it's not for us. Don't be fooled. I do have some questions that I want answered, because I just did some general digging around as much as I could in publicly accessible records for Knox County through www.searchiqs.com. So one thing is, what of the area that's being requested now by Yachting Solutions could instead be requested by the city of Rockland for public use? So there's no... Right? So we can't just assume, well, yeah, they get precedent because they're there or they've been awarded this in the past. Why can't I find a lease between Yachting Solutions and Rockland Harbor Park LLC? Mm-hmm. And because I can find one for Boston Data Financial Services, I can find one for the Y. But I'd like to know how long their lease is for. One thing that I've been told is that actually Rockland Harbor Park LLC may have even a separate entity that then...
Another layer?
Yeah, another layer for that space, because there isn't one for Archers either. So we know that Boston Financial, which is now DST, but has then since been taken over by a company called SS&C Technologies, their lease is up in September 30th of this year. So, like, what's going to happen then with that space, which I do think is relevant. The other problem with that is that when I looked into it, the lease for Boston Financial included a first right of refusal for their building and the parking lot access. What I can't deduce from looking at this lease is if it also includes the whole 9.61 acres. I don't think so. I don't think Rockland Harbor Park is about to sell it, but we should keep in mind that even though we think we're dealing with Stuart Smith or we're dealing with certain local entities, these are also, like, actually at this point, huge international companies that are kind of descending here. And so things aren't really, we're not on solid ground with these entities. When I looked into, just from what I can find for Yachting Solutions finances, they're spread out all over. They have recent million-dollar mortgages from a guy in Florida. There's also finances out of a small business fund in New York State. So, again, not local. What happens if that business gets transferred or they lose out? You know, they go bankrupt and all these different entities say, hey, I want a piece of that. I also have a question for developers, especially someone like Stuart Smith, who has plenty of money. And so in some ways we could think, oh, we're blessed, like, wonderful to have these benevolent developers coming in, doing their projects. However, his projects primarily benefit rich people. They benefit tourists, they benefit visitors. They're to benefit his own interests, primarily. At this point, when a developer like that has so much money, why aren't they developing low-income housing? You know, really, a lot of rich people get to the end of their lives and say, oops, I should have built libraries. I should have built the Nobel Peace Prize. Came out of that as well. So I want to ask them to start doing things like that. Really put things in the public interest, because at this point, they could just snatch away our access to what's become a really integral part of Rockland that was left by MBNA but didn't leave it in the public interest. And the other thing is, I just want to say, It's awesome when people come together to oppose something, but hopefully we'll also keep working on building things and positive things, because I don't think we're all just here to be like, you know, get out of town, get out of our backyard, but we want the best for Austin and for people who are here, and not just for the super rich.